WTTS on demand.
All right, I'm Paul Menendez, 92.3 WTTS, and my guest this morning has played with a multitude of rock artists, including various members of the Grateful Dead. He and his partner have been in the Billboard Top 10, but one deviant, subversive, drug-addled song landed him on the soundtrack to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and also on President Nixon's enemies list. And at this point, I will identify my guest only as Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
That's a lot of awful stuff there that you've done. Michael, tell them what menace to decent society you helped create.
We wrote a song called One Toke Over the Line that ended up getting us in a lot of trouble.
And the quote from about being subversive to American youth was from a guy that ran his mouth a lot.
Yes, Spiro T. Agnew.
Yeah. But at the same time, what's really unbelievable about this song is at the same time that you guys were getting, like, becoming enemies of President Nixon, tell them about the famous cover that ends up on television.
Well, Tom and I were in London at the time, so we didn't see it for 36 years until just a couple of years ago. We finally got our hands on it, and now it's on YouTube, and everybody can see it. Lawrence Welk performed One Toke Over the Line and referred to it as a modern-day spiritual.
Don't you know that we're a sitting downtown in a railway station? One toke over the line.
By Gail and Dale.
My mom thought the lyrics were One Toe.
Oh, you know what? To this day, people still say, didn't you do that song One Toe Over the Line or One Tote Over the Line?
How did you manage to put that in your song?
You know, Jackson Browne told me many years ago, don't ever explain your lyrics, because more times than not, the individual's interpretation is far more colorful than what you meant. But since it's you, I'll tell you.
All right.
We were playing a little club in Kansas City, and we were getting ready to go on for our last set of the evening, and we stepped out back and done. But anyway, we came back in, and we were tuning up, and Tom said something that just cracked me up. He says, "Man, I'm One Toke Over the Line." Then the next day, we got together and doing some songwriting, and we were thinking about, well, what was that we were messing around with last night? In about an hour, we had written One Toke Over the Line.
I had a 45 RPM. A copy of One Toke Over the Line. And on the other side, I found this rather intriguing song, too.
Oh, Mommy, I Ain't No Commie.
Yeah. You had some pretty famous help on that song.
Yeah, Jerry Garcia's playing pedal steel guitar. He was just learning to play pedal steel at the time. We recorded five of our LPs in San Francisco at Wally Hyder's studio. And the Jefferson Airplane was always there, the Grateful Dead or Offshoot, you know, Hot Tuna, and solo things that Jerry was doing. Everybody, you know, Quicksilver, Messenger Service, all the Bay Area bands were there every day. It was like going to the office, and people just kind of wandered from studio to studio, and we needed a pedal steel part on that song, so we went ran upstairs and said, "Hey, Jerry, you want to play on a song?" He's a great guy. He says, "Sure." So he came down and played pedal steel.
You guys are still out. Brewer and Shipley are still together, right?
In fact, we just did a show in Illinois with the old friends, Pure Prairie League.
Oh, wow.
In an old restored theater, my favorite kind of place to play.
Well, you come see us in Indiana sometime, okay?
Do.
Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley, and this is 92.3 WTTS.
WTTS. On demand.